Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And as we head into the 4th of July holiday, let's talk some sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So I want to start with World Cup soccer.
Oh, which good idea.
I know is a subject near and dear to your heart. We're still getting some exciting surprises in this tournament. Just yesterday, Belgium pulled off an amazing comeback against Japan.
Chadli strokes Belgium into a quarterfinal against Brazil.
Belgium versus Brazil. Belgium, after being down 2-0 for most of the game, Belgium rallies to beat Japan 3-2. Quite a stunner, right?
Yeah, it was a stunner. And it's interesting, Anthony, because that game represents for me exactly why the World Cup is such fun. I had some other things to do yesterday, and I put them off. I thought, well, what the heck? I'll watch Japan and Belgium play. I had no stake at all in the outcome, and I got completely wrapped up in the game. And halfway through, I'm texting somebody else who cares about soccer saying, oh, you should watch this game. Japan is teaching Belgium how to play the game.
That's amazing.
And then the next thing you know, Belgium comes back, scores 3 goals. And now, having seen that performance, I'm very interested in what Belgium will be able to do next playing Brazil.
Really, really interesting. Another big theme of this World Cup soccer event is there's some big teams that were knocked out relatively early, like Germany, like Spain. They're out of the tournament. What do you think? How does this affect the other matchups to come?
Well, Germany knocked out early, about as early as you can be knocked out. They couldn't get out of the group stage. The only teams knocked out earlier of great importance and achievement over the historical time of the World Cup are Italy and the Netherlands, which didn't even make the cut. This is a very strange World Cup. In that respect, Belgium, of course, was favored to beat Japan and had to come from behind to do it, which is another dimension of interesting. I guess it means that some of the teams that haven't been there before or certainly haven't been this far before have a shot. I mean, Russia's still in the tournament.
Yeah, this is amazing.
There were people talking before this tournament began. They said Russia may be the most incompetent host team ever in the World Cup.
I mean, they're only playing because they were the hosts, right?
Well, they got out of the group, and now they're in the quarterfinals. Yeah. And it'll be fascinating to see whether Croatians are, you know, scratching their heads and saying, well, this is weird. We didn't expect to be facing these guys in the quarterfinals.
So let's talk about those quarterfinal matchups. They're almost set. Sweden claimed its spot after beating Switzerland earlier today, and Colombia and England are playing now.
Yes, and why we're in here making radio, I can't understand. What we should be doing is watching that game, obviously.
I'm just advised by a very alert producer that England is up 1-0.
Still up 1-0. All
1-0. Right. So what are you most excited about as we inch toward the finals?
Well, there's so many things that are, as always happens with this tournament, all kinds of plot lines develop. Uruguay hasn't lost. Fascinating. Went through their group, won all 3 games. It'll be interesting to see how they do against France. Russia, as we said before, what are they doing there? I don't have any idea how they made it this far in the tournament. But having made it this far and soccer being the kind of game it is, sometimes you get a fluke, an own goal, a bad call. Who knows what'll happen? And then England, if England holds on and gets to the quarterfinals, it's like the old stories about the Red Sox, when they would always find a way to get almost to a championship and then trip over their own feet.
Yeah.
And English fans are almost hoping that they won't get to the quarterfinals or the semifinals because they'll have to see them do something completely horrific and eliminate themselves while the other team gleefully watches.
Well, this is great. One more question about World Cup soccer, and then we have to move on. Best moment so far for you?
Well, I'm going to make this very personal. I was very unhappy when Argentina lost and Messi was eliminated from the tournament because he's the player whom I most enjoy watching. But later the same day, Portugal lost and so Ronaldo was eliminated from the tournament, and he's the player whom I least enjoy seeing because he celebrates himself.
So on balance,
there was some balance in his performance. I will grant he helped an injured player off the field, and that was lovely. And it's been all over the video's been all over the internet.
Yeah.
But I was happy that if Argentina wasn't going to win the World Cup, then at least Portugal wasn't going to win it either.
All right. So let's move on to basketball, because there was some big news surrounding a big player.
We've got breaking news. LeBron is a Laker.
LeBron is a Laker. That's King James to you, Bill. will be joining the Los Angeles Lakers under a four-year, $154 million contract. This is the second time he's left the Cleveland Cavaliers, considered to be his hometown team, for another franchise. LeBron has yet to speak about his decision, but what do you think? Well, how does it, first of all, what is this? Why the Lakers? Why did he choose the Lakers?
Oh, I have no idea. I suppose $154 million probably had something to do with it.
I would have joined it for that.
Yeah. Well, let me give them a call and see what they've got left
in
the coffers.
The
thing that was most interesting to me about this development was the way it was received in Cleveland. The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers was outraged the first time LeBron left his team and took his talents to Miami. And he was he didn't hold back. I mean, he called LeBron all sorts of names, and fans in Cleveland were burning his jersey and everything else. This time around, the overwhelming sentiment seems to be gratitude. We're so grateful that LeBron came back to Cleveland. He won a championship with us. He got us to the finals several times. And have a nice life. You've done what you needed to do here. And apparently he will remain active as a force in the community in terms of helping folks who most need help. And so that's good, too.
So what does this mean for the hometown team, the Celtics? I mean, it'll provide perhaps a slightly easier road for them to get to the NBA Finals without LeBron blocking the way in Cleveland?
I'm with you altogether with everything but slightly. I think the road is open. If the Celtics can be as good in the next season as they were in the season just past, I would think they would have to be considered among the favorites to get to the finals.
All right, let's talk a little bit of Red Sox. They're playing the Nationals tonight in Washington. They beat the Nationals yesterday 4-3, and in large part they have pitcher Rick Porcello to thank for that. He threw well, and then he comes up to bat with the bases loaded. Here's what happened. So I love this moment in baseball because you don't see them much. So Jackie Bradley Jr. gets an intentional walk. They load the bases. Max Scherzer, facing his old buddy Rick Porcello, makes him look kind of stupid for two pitches. And then that happens, a double.
Yeah,
bases loaded double.
You only need one pitch, the one you can hit. it was great. And, you know, there is an old saying in baseball, momentum is tonight's starting pitcher. But it usually doesn't mean the starting pitcher is going to get a hit and drive in three runs. I think one of the most encouraging things, obviously, about this is they put behind them a rather disappointing three-game set in the Bronx.
Yes.
And went right back to work and beat the Nationals, who are actually a very good team. And let's see what happens as July moves along.
All right. We'll talk about whether David Price could ever beat the Yankees another time. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.